I have to warn you before I get started, my watch stopped this morning. So if I preach longer than like 30 minutes, let me know. But don't worry, it won't go that long. Anyway, the other night, I'm sitting around watching television, and there was like a panel discussion going on, and the topic that came up was talking about living a life of virtue and how fulfilling that is. And knowing that I was going to be preaching on Sunday the Beatitudes, then I thought, oh, this is perfect. I got to be able to record this. And I checked it again afterward. And the point of it, and most of us as good Catholics know this, is that virtue is a reward. That you live a more fulfilled life if you are more virtuous. You're doing the right things. You're doing good things. You're not caught up. You're not caught up in things of this world that you shouldn't be doing or that don't mean that much. And this is the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. And we learn from this that God tells us who we need to be, God, who God wants you to be. In the first letter of John, he tells us that God is love. Agape is the term that's used most often about this, and that's the all-encompassing love that God is. And the big part of this, and it's again dramatized in the Beatitudes, is willing the good of others, not just being self-consumed, not just looking out for number one, being yourself, but willing the good of others. Blessed are the poor. We learn that. Well, when we talk about blessed, the term in Greek is makarios. I think I probably fractured that, but I believe it's makarios, which is blessed, but it also means happy. So happy are those who do the word of the Lord. And when the Lord is talking about how to be happy, we should listen. So much of us, our pursuits in life, are trying to make us try to be happy, to have a good life. Now, as I mentioned, blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor who are not addicted to a lot of the material goods that we are. We fall into the trap of, oh, if I just had this, if I had that car, if I had that house, if I had this article of clothing, I could go on and on. But things that we think and we strive for, we think that's what's going to make us happy, that's what we're going to need. And it may for a while, but we're human. Life goes on, and the circle just keeps going of things that we seem that we have to have in our life, that this is what makes us happy. And Jesus tells us, no, that's not the case. Blessed are you who are not addicted to these things. Blessed are those who take refuge in the Lord. Now, we all know from as lousy as the weather's been the last few weeks, that we're smart enough to know that we have to be able to take refuge from the cold of winter and in the summertime, from the storms that roll in, that we need to find a place of shelter, find a place of warmth to be able to help us get through. And when the storms of life happen, we need to be able to take refuge, to be able to take refuge in the Lord. It's not always comfortable. Sometimes I feel in my prayers, it's like, should I really be begging all the time? Should I really be asking things? Should I be giving thanks? And I try to do both as often as I can. But we're instructed, we learn that we should be taking refuge in the Lord. When the storms of life occur, to be able to ask for help. Not as the help, again, like material things and stuff like that, but the strength to be able to persevere, the strength to be able to take refuge in the Lord, to be able to do the right decision, to be able to ask the Lord, Lord, give me wisdom, give me your help on this, so that I make the right decisions in life. All that's involved in taking refuge in the Lord. It's not easy. It's definitely not. There are times when we, in not looking out just for ourselves, and looking out for others. I mean, sometimes there are slights in this world that we learn to forgive the person for that are comparatively minor. Sometimes they're major. We're called on to forgive. I have often told people, and I've had this discussion with a good friend of mine, that the hardest thing I see in being a Christian is being able to love your enemies, to be able to forgive the slights, to be able to forgive the hard things that we have to endure, and to be able to forgive people who probably, if they had the chance, they'll do it again. But we need to take refuge in the Lord's counsel, to be ready. It's not always the easy road, but in the long run, it is the best. And that's what our salvation is about. To be able to endure the things of this world, to be able to go through without just being self-consumed, but for us to be peacemakers, for us to be able to extend out to one another. Because that's what we're truly called to do. When you summarize the Beatitudes and what Jesus tells us, that blessed are those who, blessed are the meek, they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who try to help one another to be able to endure not just the small things of this world, but sometimes the most difficult ones. That's what we're called to do.